So, wow, lots to talk about here. And I guess we should start out with the obvious, Ben, you know, and this comes up in a lot of scenarios where people have minimal metastatic disease, oligometastatic disease. And here you have the question of, you know, obviously using really a curative therapy sort of in design in an, I guess, would be a non-curative situation. Any thoughts about the strategy here, Ben?
Well, I think the strategy and paradigm is evolving rapidly based on some of the newer data we have and some of the outcomes that we've seen with aggressive management of oligometastatic disease. And that's what this patient essentially has. She has 3A lung cancer and one little spot in the brain. And if it's a fit patient and is motivated and understands that while we're going for cure, we may not get there, I think we have evidence to try to address each site aggressively and treat what's left over as that stage. And we're learning more and more about this. I mean, we have the data, the SABR-COMET data that's just been published. We have other pieces of literature to support aggressive management of oligometastatic disease. So I'm in favor of this for the right patient. For a patient who has one or two sites of disease, I would favor trying to do radiation or surgery to those areas and then treat what's left over aggressively. So I was in line with, this is a fairly fit, very energetic patient and wants to be aggressive. And interestingly, she tends to be the one patient that sticks out in my mind, really, you know, wants to get to the next stage in life, says, I want to get to October, but then, you know, I want to keep living. And so, you know, I think this was the right call. I mean, there's very little right and wrong in medicine these days, but given just one site in the brain and the rest left over in the lung, I'm in favor of radiating the brain and then doing chemo radiation for the lung.
It's funny, when you said that the patient went for another opinion to wash you, the first thing that came to my mind is they probably said not to do it. But anyhow, you have another academic who said they would do it.